In other news, the Iranian president says the Karabakh crisis needs to be resolved through dialogue. Hassan Rouhani made the comment during a joint press conference with his Azeri counterpart, Ilham Aliyev.
The Islamic Republic of Iran believes that peace and stability should be maintained in regional countries. The problems and differences between countries should be resolved through dialogue. As usual, we stress the sovereignty of all countries, including Azerbaijan, and insist that borders remain as they are. We hope regional issues can be resolved through dialogue, and the efforts of other countries would lead to peace, stability, and security in the region. Iran, as a neighbor of Azerbaijan and Armenia, has always made efforts to pave the way for dialogue and resolving regional issues. We are ready to make all efforts in this regard.
Rouhani said the two sides discussed expanding the fight against terrorism, stressing that true Islam, that is, anti-extremists, should be promoted. Speaking on trade, the Iranian president said relations between the two countries have been rapidly increasing and the ultimate goal is to have free trade. The two sides have signed memoranda of understanding in various fields. Azerbaijan's president Aliyev said Iran and Azerbaijan will soon be launching a joint venture on car manufacturing with an annual capacity of 10,000 cars. Senior editor of Veterans Today, Gordon Duff, joins us now from Ohio. Mr. Duff, welcome to the program. Give us your thoughts on the recent meeting between Iranian President Hassan Rouhani and his Azeri counterpart Ilham Aliyev. The ties between Iran and Azerbaijan have been a bumpy road, but expanding cooperation between neighboring countries will definitely be very constructive for the region.
Well, there's been one other player involved from the first, and that's been Israel. The Israelis were paid $12 billion by the Azerbaijani government to build a military for them. The Israelis took advantage of that, infiltrated the military establishment of Azerbaijan, brought in from 2009 to 2012, they brought in a fairly significant number of combat aircraft, which they stationed in Azerbaijan. They built a drone base in Azerbaijan, planned on using it as a base of attack. In 2012, two Azeri officers left the military, crossed the border into Iran, broke the story open, told of the Israeli bases. From that point, that relationship has been a very rocky one, but Iran has made every effort to bring Azerbaijan back to reality, to build constructive ties, and to break that stranglehold. This has been a continuing issue with the renewal of conflict with Armenia and Azerbaijan. There have been discussions not only with the regional partners, but in Moscow between Putin and Netanyahu. It's been a significant area they've discussed, and the major issue there is that the Israelis get out of the Azeri politics and allow the normal relationships to return and to allow economic development to continue, which is going to be vital to the area. And the point, of course, is that Iran is the primary military force within the area, and whatever Azerbaijan believes that they can do with or without Israeli help, Azerbaijan absolutely has to have total respect for Tehran, because Tehran can put a stop to any mischief very, very quickly.
All right, and also let's talk about the Nagorno-Karabakh crisis, which the Iranian president also alluded to. He stressed that that crisis needs to be resolved through dialogue. Is that option, do you think that that option is still on the table for Azerbaijan and Armenia, or has it been over exercised to a point where the issue of dialogue might not be a viable option for them anymore?
Well, you know, one of the dynamics that's changed in this over the past few weeks is the renewed relationship between Turkey and Russia. And this is another area where a foreign power has stepped in. There has been a long hatred between Turkey and the Armenian people, which dates back to the genocide of 1915. And the Turks had taken an active role in pushing this conflict forward. They've been active against the Kurds, against the Armenians. They have pushed others to do the same, and they've had a significant role. And I believe that that role of the Turks is going to end. And with that, the chance for peace, the chance for constructive talks are going to increase, and that we can look for a good outcome here.
All right. Thank you very much. Senior editor of Veterans Today, Mr. Gordon Duff, joining us from Ohio.